Our story begins in Dr. Hunt's office at the Westside Hospital, where he is talking with Nurse Grimm.
Michael, you look like you've had a long day.
It's days like today that make me wonder why I got into this profession.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Why did you want to be a psychiatrist anyway?
I don't know. Maybe because I was trying to figure out why I am the way I am.
You're screwed up like the rest of us, Michael. No more, no less.
Well, sometimes I wonder.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. I was just leaving.
Wanda, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
What can I do for you, Zoe?
Dr. Hunt, I need to talk to you about my sister, Zelda. I hired a private investigator to try to locate her.
Oh, I see. Having any luck?
He found out that Zelda was part of some church or cult or something, with a man named Dr. Flowers in charge. And he also found out that Zelda had a child in 1999 with this Dr. Flowers.
Dr. Flowers? Zoe, I wasn't going to mention this to you, but Zelda did mention a Dr. Flowers in our sessions together.
Dr. Hunt, Zelda must have been part of this man's church before she was at Westside, and then again after.
So maybe if you track down Dr. Flowers, you'll find your sister.
Dr. Flowers' church burned down last March. Almost everyone in the building was presumed dead. My sister and her child may have died in that fire.
Zoe, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I'm not going to give up hope, Dr. Hunt. I will not rest until I know everything there is to know about my sister's disappearance.
At TM Productions, Hannah is working at her desk when she receives a phone call from Todd.
TM Productions, this is Hannah.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, what's up?
Did you tell Charlie about Serena's daughter?
I mentioned it to Gretchen when she stopped by and Charlie overheard, and they went to the hospital together.
Hannah, I just got reamed out by Serena for them ambushing her in the emergency room. What did you tell them?
Gretchen is the girl's aunt, and she has a right to know. Serena doesn't let her see her.
Well, that's obviously for a reason. You didn't have any right to tell her what I told you.
So you think it's all right for Serena to keep her daughter's aunt away from her?
That's none of our business. I just got a promotion here.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to be such a big deal.
Are you sure?
What? What's that supposed to mean?
I know how you like to stir things up. Serena hasn't exactly rubbed you the right way and all.
I instinctively told an aunt about her niece, Todd. I would want to know if something happened to Clint or Marty. That's all there was to it. I didn't think about what would happen next.
Exactly. So, can you do that next time? Think before you act, and I have to pay the price.
At Manhattan Monthly, Rex is working on a story in his office when Ellie walks in.
Rex, your mother has really done it this time.
My mother? What are you talking about?
She paid off the detective I hired to tell me that William Burton wasn't my father.
She what? Where'd you get a crazy idea like that?
It's not so crazy. Carl all but told me himself.
That's your PI? What did he say exactly?
Well, he didn't come right out and say it. But he implied that Mom paid him to keep quiet about what he found out.
And he took the money, even though he had already taken your money to do an investigation?
I guess. I don't know. But this is a new low, even for her.
How well can you trust this Carl guy anyway?
Why would he tell me something like this if it weren't true? It certainly doesn't make him look good.
I have no idea what his motives are, but I trust our mother before some PI who lied to you. Maybe he was trying to cover his tracks for doing such a lousy job on your case.
No. She paid him off, Rex. I just know it. And I thought I'd give you a warning that I'm going to confront her about it tonight.
Oh, no. not another battle royale with you two.
What am I supposed to do? Pretend it never happened?
I guess that would be too much to ask.
Yes, it would be. I'm so mad, but I've waited to confront her because I wanted to calm down first.
Ellie, Mom still isn't fully recovered from the stroke yet.
You know what, Rex? I'm tired of her excuses. First it was Dad's death, and then the stroke. You and I have been there for her in every way we can. Heck, she's even living with you. When is she moving out?
You know, I've actually been thinking about that myself, but I'm not sure how to bring it up with her.
Because you know she'll just try to make you feel guilty, and you'll let her stay. You have to get your own life, Rex. It's time for Mom to find her own place to live.
Maybe you're right.
At the Malone apartment, Raven is sitting on the couch downstairs, and she receives a phone call from Connie.
Hello?
Raven, it's Connie.
Connie, hi. How are you doing today?
I had a visitor at my office, Adam.
Oh, Connie, I'm sorry. I hope you kicked him to the curb.
Actually, I made dinner plans with him tomorrow night.
You did what?
Raven, he seems very apologetic, and he explained his situation somewhat. I'm not saying that I forgive him or would ever consider dating him again, but I need some closure at least. I got no closure with James, and I need to find out more about Adam so that I can figure out why I let myself trust him.
Connie, I'm all for closure, but I don't want to see this guy hurt you any more than he already has.
I know, and I appreciate your concern, but this is something I have to do.
So where are you going?
Tavern on the Green. I know it's touristy and overpriced, but what the heck?
Are you sure you want to do this, Connie?
I have to. Well, I better get back to work. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. You and I are going to Tavern on the Green tomorrow night.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.